Play it like we mean it.
Hi, play it like we mean it?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Ange, and I'm over here at Local Splash. How are you today?
Say it one more time. I didn't catch what you were saying.
My name is Ange, and I'm over here at Local Splash. And I'm
local,
looking for the...
Local Splash? What's Local
yes.
Splash? What is that?
Local Splash, I'm actually looking for the person who handles the advertising and online listings of your company. Usually it's the business owner. Is that you by chance?
Yes. Yes, this is me.
Okay, great, great. Well, I'm calling to speak with you about the listing on the first page of Google for your keywords in your area. I believe that you have used Google to search for services before, correct?
Yes. Are you familiar with 411, Google 411 Local?
Oh, yeah, that's actually one of our competitors. Are you with them?
Yeah, I am. I thought y'all would be together since everybody's with Google. Wouldn't y'all be together? Hold on one second. I'm going to put my earpiece in because I may have
to
have this conversation with you later.
Sure.
Okay. If you take that lock off and lock her up, take that the lock. It's right there. If you look. Yep, hooked right on there. Lock her up. Well, I put those keys up. Hello?
Hi, I'm here. By the way, I have your company name, but I don't have your name. May I know what's your name, please?
I'm Clarence Neal.
Neal, okay. And, yeah, you were saying something that you're currently working with a different marketing company. How long have you been with them?
For about a couple of years now.
My
name is Google 411 Local, but I'll tell you this right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what all do you all do? What are you trying to offer me?
Well, we actually have a lot of programs here, but we don't work with all different businesses. It actually depends if you're a good fit. So, I can go ahead and give you all the details, but before that, before me pulling up some pricing details and all other programs,
You're not able to get it off? Small key.
What was that?
Small little. No. Let me see. It's going to be... I guess it'll be that one. My bad. Yeah, it's that one. Yeah, I'm listening to you. You're saying if I was a good fit for you guys.
Yeah. Because how we work here, let's say, for example, if I call you today, because I'll be straightforward. We have a first page position available in your area, and this listing would be exclusive to you, right? So let's say, for example, if we find an eligible business today, we stop this call to the area, so we won't be working with your competition. So, example, if you're a good fit and you get to know, like, all the details that you have, like the different programs and the pricing and stuff, then we won't be calling other companies. So, first of all, I wanted to make sure if you can handle more business or you can take more jobs.
Yeah, I can. But if you're only advertising on Google, I'm already doing that. I need someone who's going to build me, like, a Facebook business page and maybe get organic and paid traffic from Facebook, somebody who's going to be over, like, I need someone over my social media. We don't have a
social media
presence. Yeah, that's
going
to be the deal. If you guys could do that, I may work with you. But if you're only trying to advertise with Google, I'm already doing that. And so that would be me attacking just that one angle. I need to attack in other angles, you know. So I'm really looking for someone who could turn it up for us, like,
mm-hmm.
make us a Google business page. I've got over 200 drafts that I have not put on any social media. Maybe somebody who can handle that type of stuff is what I'm looking for, because, like I said, we're already advertising on Google.
Google.
We're already there. So,
well, actually, we have a lot of programs here, and your social media is actually one of the platforms that we have here. But let me ask you, how far are you willing to travel for a new client?
Somewhere between 30 mile radius or so, something like that. 30, sometimes 50, just depends.
30 to 50, okay. And you are licensed and insured, correct? Neil? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, are you licensed and insured?
We got to come down. Yes, we are.
Okay, and you said we are. Does that mean that you're not the sole owner, or do you have a partner?
No, I don't.
No, so you're the sole owner. Okay, well, yes. If that's the case, if you want, I can go ahead and pull up some pricing details for you. And if in case we could generate more business for you and get you the results you're looking for, I'm pretty sure you would consider moving forward with us today, especially if it's social media, correct? You're more focused on social media?
That's going to be the main focus, yeah. If you could do that, you know, because I've already dealing with Google as far as the listing and they made my website, it's going to be like social media.
Social media. Okay. Well, if that's the case, I really want all your questions addressed. Now, what's going to happen is I'll go ahead and connect you to my director. It's only going to take a few minutes. Just stay on the line, okay?
Let's set an appointment for tomorrow because it's going to be very difficult because I'm headed to my next job. So I'm just not going to be able to just focus in on everything and ask all the questions that I want to ask.
Oh, so, I see. Tomorrow, do you have a specific time?
It's going to be around about 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Around about 6 p.m. tomorrow.
6 p.m. your time. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be Central time.
Central, okay.
Yeah,
and I'll be looking for Neil. And this is the best phone number, right? 501-439-0886.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll go ahead and set an appointment. I'll contact you tomorrow. Let me see. Is there any way that we can make it, like, earlier? Like, 3?
I'm not really, because I'm really squeezing you in after my class tomorrow. I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do. I've got y'all number on my caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your direct line?
No, we're actually using the VOIP, that's Voice Over Internet Protocol. That's why I wanted to make sure that you'll be available at that time that I'll be contacting you. So if it's like, let's say, for example, 6 your time, that's going to be around 4 Pacific time, and that's about to end our shift. If we could make it like earlier, an hour earlier or 2 hours earlier, that's going to be better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll just need you to get back with me at a later date because right now I couldn't tell you. I hate to make a promise to you and you call me and I tell you, hey, I can't talk. So I will need more time just to get a concrete idea.
What about later on? I'm pretty sure that you'll be working right now. So what about later on? I'll try to call you
I've got a class. I've got a business class around 4:30. Won't end to 5:45.
I see. So tomorrow will be the best time. I'll go ahead and try calling you in the morning. And if in case you'll be busy, just let me know and then we'll adjust the time. It has to be like 2 to 3 hours before 6. So we could go ahead and give you all the details. So I'll just go ahead and make sure to try contacting you tomorrow. Would that be fine?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Thank you so much, Neil. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I realize...